Hi everyone! Before we get into this week's episode, I want to bring attention to this great organization that a friend of mine has started, soon to be nonprofit, called Big Hearts Small Packages. Their mission is to help the homeless community in Houston, Texas. Now, they have been making small packages that include sandwiches, snacks, water, Gatorade, masks, hand sanitizers, some dog food, sanitation pads, fans, a lot of stuff that we still need in the middle of a pandemic. They would love some help and donations. If you would like to help their cause, you can Venmo or Cash App them. Anything will help. You can check out their Instagram page at Big Hearts Small Packages for more information on how to do that. I will also be linking their handle in the episode description. And if you follow me on Twitter, they also have a Twitter. Definitely follow them, retweet, like, share what they put out. Thank you so much for checking them out. And let's get into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Leisure. All of a sudden, I forgot how to start this off. Welcome back. I am really excited to get into this. I feel like I say that every time. I just love talking about the good shit. So I'm really excited to talk about this. So I got pre-screening tickets to go see Old. It's coming out the 23rd. July 23rd, and it's the new movie by M. Night Shyamalan, and I know him from The Happening. They came out like forever ago. I know he's done other things. I know he did like Avatar, the cartoon one, not the like blue alien people. He did Signs, he did The Village, The Sixth Sense. So he's kind of like into like the weird like thrillery movies. But yeah, so Old, I remember seeing the trailer and being like, what the fuck, this looks so good. So let me give you a brief summary. Also, we're talking about Old, as you can see from the title. So it's a thriller about a family on a tropical holiday who discover that the secluded beach where they are relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day. Now, I probably saw the trailer maybe three times tops, but I still didn't, like, fully obviously understand, because it's, like, supposed to be thriller, and there was, like, still some mystery to it, but, yeah, you just realize they're aging, and, like, it's kind of scary, because no one understands what the fuck is going on. Wow, it's based on a graphic novel, Sandcastle. Wow. Okay, I didn't know that. I was wondering if it was based off of like a book or something. That's really interesting. So let me start off by saying I really enjoyed this, and it was probably because I went with a buddy and we're goofballs, and we laughed at like 60% of the maybe not 60%, but we laughed at like a good chunk of what was supposed to be like the thrillery parts, because some of it was so funny. If I would have gone by myself, I probably wouldn't have found it as funny, but there are definitely moments in the movie that are like, okay, that's funny. So yeah, IMDb rated it a 6.4 out of 10. I would probably give it, maybe 7.5, because I really enjoyed the story, because it wasn't, like, we got a final ending. Also, spoilers, if you plan to see it, please go watch it and then come back, or if you don't really care, let's continue, thank you. Yeah, I really liked that as the story played out, there was, like, a nice wrapped up, ending to it. It wasn't just like a, oh, this is fucked up, everybody dies, and like that's the end of that, next set. No, like there was like a whole storyline. We got why they were chosen to be on this beach, what exactly the beach is, and like the overall purpose, really, which I really appreciate. Like, I can get like how thrillers and the mysteries don't always like have that, they just happen because they happen, but I really appreciated that this had like a full-on story. Also, please excuse my dog eating. She just loves to decide to eat, of course, when I'm doing something. It's a little ASMR, a little crunch. Okay.
So let me give, okay, so that was the brief summary of, with IMDb. Let me give you, like, a quick rundown for my POV. So it starts off with the family arriving to the resort. They're welcomed warmly. It's, like, best treatment. Apparently, they were originally going to go to Cancun, but they ended up coming here. We see fast that, so it's, like, a family of four. It's the mom, the dad, a daughter, and a son. So we see fast that the parents are hiding something and that they have tension because they're fighting. So the next day, they're at, like, breakfast, I guess. I don't know. And, like, the manager or, like, the head honcho of the resort offers them a special nature reserve, like, secluded beach that's close off by the hotel and supposedly, like, a secret spot that he doesn't really tell anybody, only to, like, his favorite guest, whatever. And so they're like, yeah, sure. So this family of four and then another family that's, like, an older gentleman, his, like, young girlfriend or wife or whatever, a mother, and then the daughter. Oh, and a doggy. And then a couple end up joining all on this spot. But, like, weird shit is already happening by the time that the couple comes. Because they find, like, a dead body. There's already someone who was already there. And he's, like, bleeding. So, like, they're trying to understand, like, how this girl died. Because the body just washed up. And, like, they're noticing, like, weird stuff happening. So then the one guy who was already there starts explaining that they were just there and she went for a swim and now she's dead. Like, he didn't even really know her, that they had met there, and they bonded over the fact that they both had, like, medical conditions and were dying. Like, he had a weird blood clot thing going and she had MS. So then after this, like, things really start escalating because this, like, entire party that's on the beach starts dying. So first we have the mom of the doctor, the old lady who was with them. Of course, she is the first one to go because she was already old. And then soon after, it's the dog, which I was like, that's so unnecessary. Why would we do the dog like that? But yeah, so then it's the dog. And then with everything happening, they soon realize that, like, everything on this beach is moving at a rapid pace. Like, they're aging because at this point the kids are now like teenagers, sort of. And at first they thought it was something that they ate or, like, something wrong with just the kids, but then they realize it's also the adults that are sort of aging. So then they're like, we have to get out. And then trying to find ways out, they die. Like, one of the people tried to swim into the ocean to, like, go around this, like, set of rocks that they walked through because they realize it's the rocks that's not allowing them. Because every time they try to go in through this, like, cove, like, split between the rocks, it keeps having these, like, large vibrations and they black out and then they stumble back. So because their body is moving rapidly, I guess they're getting rejected. So now they're trying to find ways around it. And that's how they end up dying. Near the end, I know this is, like, moving so fast. So somebody dies by swimming and trying to go around, doesn't make it out. Somebody else tries, like, climbing on the, like, wall thing, but then they get up high and then they pass out and land on some rocks and they end up dying. So it's very sad. But at this point, one of the doctors has gone insane. Like, he is attacking. He killed somebody, first of all. He, like, stabbed them to death. And he's, like, going through his own, like, dementia, like, insanity. I don't even know. I think he's honestly a little bit racist, too. Because, like, right before he killed him, he's like, I killed him because I thought he was going to attack me. He was going to, like, find my house and, like, steal things, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay. Anyways, that's not it. I mean, that's not how it goes. Like, he was a rapper and was there on a retreat. Or, like, to find Zen because, like, he had the blood clot cancer thing. So, yeah, the doctor goes insane. And then all of a sudden, the only people left really are the family of four. And this doctor, and he starts attacking them. At this point, the parents are older, like, they are old. They're, like, grandparent age, because the mom has gone, like, slightly deaf. She can't even hear that well. And the dad has gone more blind. Like, his vision, they show with camera, like, hella blurred. So anyways, but then the woman slashes this doctor with, like, a rusted knife. And she's like, rust is like poison, and it infects you and can kill you. And we see the way that the rust closed, like, because they heal pretty fast, obviously, because of time. So we see it, like, close, and it just move up and all over his body, and that's how he dies. Which is kind of great, getting to see how that moved fast. So, of course, like I had said, the parents that were left are way older, and they end up dying by old age. So that literally happens in the span of a day. Like, as the day is progressing, everybody is aging, the kids are growing up. By nighttime, the parents are elderly, and so obviously they don't make it to morning. So by the morning, the kids that were there as young kids, not young kids anymore, they were there as 6 and 11, they're now like 50-year-olds, they're middle age. Yeah, so that was like different actors. So we had like three sets. We had the young kids, we had the teenagers, and then now we have the middle ages people that were then kids. So they're like, before trying one more time to find another way out, they decide to build a sandcastle first. And as they're doing this, who is the supposedly young boy remembers that his friend that he made at the resort had sent him a note. So he decodes it. And upon decoding it, the letter said, "My uncle hates the coral reef," or the coral. And so that gives him an idea to swim towards the coral reef that's in the water, in the ocean. And for somehow, some reason, it's like a barrier to the rocks instead of vibrating and like pushing them out. So they're able to swim through. So that's what they do, and they make it out. But we don't really know that they make it out until like the final, near the end. Because they just go underwater, and then they're being watched because they realize that this is being filmed for whatever crazy reason. We then find out, of course, they are being watched and studied because the people who are watching them use that part of the island as like testing and research for medicine so that they can test it in one day instead of having to do it years. So they get the research all in one day, which is kind of like, what a way to use it. And we like really see it because the woman who was part of the couple was suffering from epilepsy. And hey, are you okay? My dog out here burping. She out here burping like she had a full course meal. So yeah, the lady had suffered from epilepsy, so she would like have all these seizures. So before they had like dropped her off at the beach, they had been giving her this medicine. They gave her a medicine that was like disguised in like some drink cocktail. And the like good news from that, what they took from like this experiment, was that she had not had a seizure in like over 8 hours, which on beach time accumulated to like 16 years. So they were gonna like fix it or whatever, the medicine, and like send it out to like help those with epilepsy. So that was like the big take from this, which I thought was really cool. That like that part, seeing how like they were able to do the research and like what was like one day for them, but a span of like basically 50 years, because of how fast the time had passed. So anyways, they thought the boy and the girl drowned, but they didn't. Next thing you know, it's like back on the resort, and they're like packing everything up. They're waiting for the new guest to arrive. But they make it back, and they hand over this journal that had people's, like, names and, like, address, like, those who were previously experiments, and gave it to a cop, and that was that. Like, that's the end. So they're, like, you know, discovered, and that's that. But, yeah, I think that, so, like, it's, like, pretty messed up, because these people don't know. At one point in the movie, the husband says to the wife, the family of four that had the kids, he was like, "How did you even find this place?" And she was like, "It was at the end of the receipt, and I looked into it, and then next thing you know, I started getting emails, and then I just booked it." So it's like they scouted her out because she specifically had an illness. Her illness was that she had a tumor, which was insane, her part in the movie, because like she had it, I guess, like near her right hip, like lower abdomen, and they had been discussing like what to do. It supposedly was benign, but like clearly wasn't, because within however many years it had already passed, the thing was growing and growing and growing. So they have to like cut it out, and they get it out, and then she feels much better, and then, you know, she ends up living till like old age or whatever. But insane, like crazy. Oh, what was another? Okay, so here are a couple of notable scenes that I really liked from the movie. So besides the like seeing the tumor grow like physically on the mom and them having to like get it out, the nurse guy was really nice. He was the man in the couple pair. He was really nice. He was a nurse. He was obviously very helpful to his wife who suffered from seizures. And he tries swimming, and that part was so funny. He's like, I'm gonna swim. I was part of the swim team in like high school or college or whatever. And just the way he's walking into the water, I was like, sir, there's no way you were part of a swim team. And but he floats back, so he ends up dying. I was like, no, he was like the only good one left, and like truly helping everyone, because the doctor who was like a cardio thoracic or whatever was like going insane and just not helpful at all. There's also a pregnancy and birth. So the like younger kids out of the three, the two younger ones, are obviously teenagers at this point, and they're like playing around. Well, playing around ends up like they end up having sex. So then she gets like, by the time that she gets out of the tent that they were in, she's like 5 months pregnant. So then they start adding up the math, and they're like, she's basically going to be pregnant within 20 minutes, like all in 20 minutes. So this girl done had sex, was pregnant, and then gave birth all in the span of like 30 minutes. Unfortunately though, the baby did not survive. You hear it cry, and then it like is done, and then by the time they bury it, the bones are just dust. So they like concluded that the fact that the beach was just moving too rapidly for this baby to be able to like find some stability and grow, which is why it didn't last, which is great, because I was like, oh fuck, we're about to get a toddler, like what is this situation gonna be? But no. Another part that I really thought was funny was when the parents ended up like going blind and having hearing loss, but not blind, but like really bad blur vision. He went blind and having the hearing loss. It was just so funny because he could not, like the dad could not see, so he's like looking at the mom like if he could see her all like goofy eyed, and then the mom would have to like lean in so close, and at one point the daughter is singing to her and she's like so close and like has a smile on her face, like homegirl could hear and she could not. It was just so funny to me. And then just being able to see how the kids aged 44 years overnight, like I had said, that they had basically three faces when we see them as little kids, when we see them as like teenagers and young adults, and then the overnight of them becoming middle-aged people. So that was pretty cool. Which, might I add, one of the one of the actors, the middle-aged, she played the girl at the end, was the lady who plays Miss Honey in Matilda. Apart from that, I only knew four actors in this whole thing, so the cast was pretty unknown to me, which I can sometimes, like, I really love that sometimes, because you're like, ooh, these are unknown, so you're, like, truly invested, as opposed to, like, this is, in my opinion, sometimes I'm, like, seeing the actor and, like, how they portray this person, but anyways, but then sometimes it annoys me that I don't know who these people are, and then I'm like, I don't give a fuck, but this was good. Anyways, I knew four people. I knew, the dad, who was Gael Garcia Bernal, and then I knew the like insane doctor guy, his name is Rufus Sewell, and then the teenage young boy, Alex Wolf. Oh, I also knew the one lady, his like young wife of the doctor, her name was like Abby Lee. She was in Office Christmas Party. Who else did I know? Oh, and then obviously Miss Honey. Who is, what's her name? I already forgot. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, M. Beth Davids. She plays adult Maddox is the character's name. So yeah, pretty good. I think it's because I found a lot of the scenes pretty hilarious, which sounds mean, but like, it was a good concept. Also finding out that like the people on this beach either had a physical or mental illness, which of course we saw the doctor with him like forgetting at one point like what he was doing. So like, they never specifically, they did at the end of the screen, but you know what, it like happened so fast. But I would say like maybe dementia, I don't know. And then of course the mom who had the tumor, and then the guest that was there early on that they had ignored, but then end up realizing he was there and he doesn't know what happened or whatever. He had like that blood clot thing, and then the woman who had the seizures. And the only reason we like know that that's kind of like everybody was there for a reason is because one of the researchers says, okay, can this time for this next experiment, can we separate the mental from physical illnesses, because the doctor killed our research on the person who had the blood clot situation. Which was like, wow. I mean, like, he was bleeding, which explained the bleeding, because his nose was just bleeding, and I thought it had something to do with just the beach itself and like its vibrations and weirdness, but it's because he had this blood thing going on, so it was like making him bleed. But yeah, pretty good movie. So I'd probably give it a higher rating, of course, than the IMDb, but like I said, this was just funny. Would I see it again? Probably. I really liked the storyline of the fact that, like, again, it has like a beginning, middle, and end, and that like it all makes sense, like this was all reason for research, and like what a different take, honestly. But kind of messed up and kind of scary. Like, could you imagine, like, oh yeah, I'm going to this tropical island, and then like you, like in one day you age 44 years. Like, that's kind of scary. Like, my life would be done, over with. But yeah, all right, so that's it. New movie comes out July 23rd. Follow me on social media, and thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time. Bye. Bye.